Urine Arts Wednesday and Eastside Radio 89.7 FM. There's a play coming to the Ensemble Theatre from playwright Deborah Oswald called Mr. Bailey's Minder. And I'm joined now by one of the actors in the play, Claudia Ware. Thank you so much for joining us today, Aunt Claudia.
My absolute pleasure.
So just to go back into some of your acting histories, how did you get into it? Were you acting as a child, showing off in front of all your friends and family?
Yeah, much to their chagrin. I started off doing a lot of dance, and then I sort of fell into drama. I did a lot of school plays and community theatre, and then when I finished school, I went to a school called Whopper in WA, which mm-hmm. is a acting training conservatory over there.
A lot of famous names come out of there.
Yes, they do. And I was very young, but it was a fantastic couple of years. And then I came out and sort of fell into the Sydney theatre scene. So started working with a bunch of theatre companies here in Sydney, Sport for Jove, Darlinghurst Theatre, mm-hmm. Ensemble Theatre, where I am now, yep. Queensland Theatre up north, dabbled in a little bit of TV recently, which has been really interesting. Now in 2023, doing this beautiful play at the Ensemble.
So this isn't your first production with the Ensemble Theatre?
No, I understudied a show last year called Nearer the Gods, which was another gorgeous play directed by Janine Watson.
Mm-hmm. Now tell us the Mr. Bailey's Minder. So you got the part in that play. So can you tell us about the audition process? Did you have to go through several stages before you landed the role?
Look, I actually didn't audition for this show. It was a bit of a unique casting process in that when I did understudy Nearer the Gods last year in February, as a poor actor, brilliant actor, got sick on opening night, and I had to go on opening night. And so Mark Kilmurray, the artistic director, saw me perform that opening night and called me up the next day and said, hey, I'd love to have you read this play. I think you'd be really right for it. So I read the play and I loved the play and I said yes. So it was the easiest casting process I've ever been through.
That's the easiest one I've ever heard of.
It was very happenstance. But yeah, I guess for him that opening night was like a big long-form audition in a way.
So the basic premise of Mr. Bailey's Minder, it's a fairly familiar one. That's, you know, a grumpy old man comes good through love and understanding. But I'm sure in this play there's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous play. It's probably one of my favourite Australian plays that I've read, certainly. And really it's a bunch of desperate people. There's myself, Therese, a young woman who's been in and out of correctional facilities since she was a teenager, estranged from her family, really out of options. And there's Leo, this great Australian artist who has made, you know, extraordinary art throughout his life, but has made a real mess of his relationships and is sort of out of options in his own way. He's really struggling physically. He's battling dementia. There's his daughter, Margot, who I guess in many ways is the other minder in the play, but in a very different way. And the play is about this family, not the family, not just made of blood, not just Leo and Margot, but a family made of chance and situation, and how they come to love each other, how they come to find justice through love, whether or not forgiveness is an option in these relationships. And so that's kind of the nuts and bolts of it, and all the ideas spin off from there.
So what do you like about the words from the writer Deborah Oswald? What's in them that sort of appeals to you?
Oh, that's a very hard question. Look, it's one of those hard things to put in language, but, you know, I love the play when I read it, and even on our first reading a few weeks ago, all of us were just saying, oh, it's so moving, it's so beautiful. She writes a story that is both very domestic and very small, but speaks to family and relationships on quite a large mythological scale. So I think it's quite exceptional in that way. But she also captures a really beautiful Australian colloquialism that, again, is both very domestic and very epic. So I guess that's what I really love about it. But, you know, we've been looking at this play for a couple of weeks now, and I read this play over a year ago when I was cast, and I continue to be very, very moved by it. And that is certainly not the case for many plays that you read.
Oh, okay, so you're still finding new things within the text?
Absolutely. We're not even finished rehearsals. I should hope so.
Yes. Oh, good. So you're playing alongside legendary actor John Gayden. So how has that collaboration developed over the rehearsal period?
It's pretty extraordinary working opposite John Gayden. He's a legend of Australian theatre. You'd be hard-pressed to find anyone in this country who has done more theatre work than John Gayden. Mm. And John Gayden is the loveliest man on the face of the earth.
Oh, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not. He's not even in this room. He's not around. He's a remarkable actor, but he's an incredibly generous, warm, beautiful person in a rehearsal room and loves a chat at lunch and loves a chat in the morning. And he's wonderful to work with, but, you know, he brings so much experience to this play. Mm-hmm. We all feel very lucky to be working alongside him. And he's 81 years old and he is brilliant and sharp as a tack. And
he's obviously looked after himself over the years.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. He might disagree, but I think so.
Well, 81 and still getting up on stage and remembering lines. I mean, absolutely. That's an incredible achievement.
It is. It is. And he's remarkable. He is so moving in this play, so brilliant.
Mm. And you mentioned the rehearsals before, so that's still got a fair way to run before you open on the 28th of July. So your director, Damien Ryan, how's he going about pulling all the strands of this play and all the technical stuff together? Is that all working well?
It is. We have a very fun rehearsal room. It's very giggly for such a sort of dramatic play. Look, we've sort of finished doing a rough scaffold of the play. So we finished yesterday afternoon tracking through to the end, and now what we'll do is go back and we're sort of revisiting scenes and rediscovering them again, but with a bit more familiarity. And we'll chip away at that for the next week and a half. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of fun comes into the tech week. It's by no means finished by then, and once we get into the set and we get to play around with that, mm-hmm. you get to discover even more. Mm-hmm. So we're not in the business of sort of setting things in stone right now. We're just trying to rediscover it bit by bit as we go along.
Mm. So it sounds like it's going to be very exciting play. It's got a lot of depth and a lot of characters in it.
And it's a wonderful play.
Yeah. So as I said, it's in the Ensemble Theatre from the 28th of July to the 2nd of September. So hopefully they'll extend the run once it gets going.
We'd love that.
Yeah, of course. Yes, if we all like that. So what's next on the calendar for Claudia Ware beyond this play? You got anything you can reveal to us yet?
Well, I've finishing up a few little bits with this TV series I've been working on, and then I'm heading over to the UK in September. I'm going to go pursue some opportunities over there, and I've got some family over there, so spend some time with them as well. Mm. So yeah, it's been a bit of an adventurous year, and I'm looking forward to a cold Christmas.
Ah, yes, yeah, I remember going over there for a white Christmas, and they said, "Oh no, you've got to be here in February."
Where it gets really cold.
That's when it gets really cold. So are you enjoying the TV acting? You said you're just sort of branching out into that now. Are you finding that a different sort of challenge?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I remember I called my agent around the second or third day of shooting and said, "What is this?" And he said, "I've been waiting for this call. Every theatre actor I have on my books calls me at about this point and goes, 'What is this TV business?'" It's very, very different. It feels like a completely different profession. It's challenging in a very different way. You wait a lot.
You spend a lot of time waiting.
Spend a lot of time. It's like you're paid to wait, and then suddenly you got to be on it. And it's a very different technical skill. Stage has got its own sort of techniques, and you know, my training at WAPA was really geared towards
theatre
and the technical side of that. And but I felt very lucky to rack up many, many days on this show just learning, because it was a totally different vocabulary for me. I had no idea what they were talking about on set that first day.
The jargon is incredible, isn't it?
The jargon is incredible, but I learned a lot on that show. But yeah, very, very different. This feels like a more pure acting experience at the moment.
Yes.
But I really enjoyed the challenge and the newness of working in TV.
I would always think, as an actor, not having ever been one, is that in theatre you're telling the whole narrative in real time, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But in television, you know, you do a little bit here and go back and do a little bit from like a week ago, and somehow you've got to remember all that, where you were when you did the last bit that leads into this bit.
Oh, yeah, it's bizarre. You go, what do I know at this point? What's just happened? And
yes. What was I emoting on that
wait,
day?
What episode are we doing?
Yeah, and we shot this last scene three weeks ago.
How stressed am I? It's a different type of challenge. And I was working with some very experienced American actors on that show. And so I learned a lot from there. Just like I leech off John Gayden and try and learn from him, I tried to leech off them and learn from them as well. It's nice to surround myself with people who are more talented than I am.
Yes. Well, Claudia Ware, good luck with Mr. Bailey's Minder again, opening on the 28th of July. And I always say that, you know, any day you learn something is a good day.
Absolutely. And I will continue to do so this afternoon, I'm sure.
Okay, thanks again, Claudia.
Thanks so much. Bye.